Hello there. This is the family doctor. What you're a saying.
You better take some heat. Yep, you better.
No, sir. You're wrong. Dead wrong. There's only one way to make that play, and that's by taking out that king of yours. Like that.
Well, this you lick me. Here, you got me licked. Thought I could bluff you out, that one.
Bluff me out? Well, you were trying to bluff me, the crackin'est checker player of Cedarton. Why, you... Oh, hello, Dr. Adams.
Hello, Pete. Well, hello, Griff Miller.
Hey, Doc.
How's the health, Griff? Any more of those dizzy spells?
Nope. Ain't had one for a week come Saturday. Well, I suppose we're getting on back to the lake. Gotta put some oakum in that number 5 flat bottom. Well, so long, Doc. So long, Pete. I'll get you next time.
Yes, you will, you old codger. I always get a great wallop out of making Griff think he's getting away with something. He sure looks a lot better lately. Looked like he was powerful worried there for a spell.
Where's Johnny? Can he take this prescription up to the Rankins' right away?
Sure thing you know, Doc. I'll fix it right up. Johnny, come on out and tend the counter while I fill this.
Okay. Oh, hello, Dr. Adams.
Hello, Johnny. You like your job by now?
Like it? Gee, Doctor, it's the swellest thing that ever happened to me. Of course, I haven't lived so long, but, well, I can never thank you enough for what you did for me.
Oh, well.
Hello, Doctor.
Well, hello, Faith. Yeah, glad to see you. How's your father?
Fine, thanks. Hello, Johnny.
Hello, Faith.
Well, you take that bottle right up to the Rankins's, will you, Johnny?
Sure, Doc. Right away.
I'll take, I guess I'll have a double chocolate tandem with nuts.
Okay.
You going to the sociable over at the church tonight, Johnny?
Dunno. I hadn't thought about it.
You hadn't? Well, everybody's going to be there. You'd better come. We're going to have an awfully good time.
Well, maybe I will, if I'm not too late getting out of here.
Here you are, Johnny. Hello, Faith.
Hello.
You take this right on up, Johnny. I'll finish that double tandem for Faith.
Okay, Mr. May.
See you tonight, Johnny.
Maybe. So long.
La, la, la,
you and Johnny going to the sociable together, Faith?
What? Oh, no, Mr. May. I just thought that, well, Johnny's kind of new in town, and he might meet some nice people there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are you laughing at?
Oh, nothing, nothing. But you gals certainly don't waste no time setting your nets out for the new fish, do you?
Mr. May, I think you're mean. Hasn't this been fun, Johnny? Haven't you enjoyed yourself?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, I think young people ought to enjoy each other's company while they're young, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, because if they don't, then they soon get tired of each other when they're old. Don't you think so?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you don't seem very interested.
Huh? Oh, yeah, of course I am. But I was just watching Mr. and Mrs. Bliss over there. Mrs. Bliss just handed Mr. Bliss a piece of paper.
Oh.
I think he's going to make another announcement.
Well, then maybe we're going to have some more
entertainment. Now, don't you question my judgment, Rip Bliss. I know what I'm doing.
Oh, yes, of course, my sweet. But I was just wondering if you thought it was a good idea to put your own daughter on the program you'd been arranging.
Of course I think it's a good idea, else I wouldn't have done it.
Yes, of course.
Now, you go ahead, and I'll get Miss Minger to give you a chord on the piano.
Well, if you say so, my love. Well, folks, it gives me great pleasure to now introduce to you my own daughter, Ella Mary Bliss, who's going to recite for you a poem she writ herself. It's called When Leaves at Autumn Fall to Ground. All right, Ella Mary.
When leaves at autumn fall to ground. When spring has passed and summer's o'er and snow is not far off, oh, then 'tis when the lovely trees their beauteous leaves do doff. The verdant green of tender buds become as red and brown, and all the world is dead and sad and dour when leaves of autumn fall to ground. How like life is this sad time? How much do we resemble trees? How much? Oh, I can't do it.
Goodness. Wouldn't you know Ella Mary'd make a box of the peas? Now she'll have another one of her spells. Rip, get up there and say something.
Well, what'll I say?
I don't care, but say something. Do something.
Yes, my sugar. Well, folks, I guess the entertainment's over. You can all stay around and enjoy yourselves by talking, if you like. Well, I guess that's all.
My goodness. Well, what's the matter, Johnny? Johnny?
Huh? What did you say, Faye?
What's the matter? You look upset.
Oh, I don't know. It made me feel kind of bad, getting mixed up in her piece like that.
Oh, well, after you've lived in Cedarton for a while, you'll get used to Ella Mary doing things like that. She always does.
Well, maybe.
Johnny.
Huh?
Would you like to take me home?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Shall we go?
Don't you worry, Mrs. Bliss. Ella Mary's going to be all right.
Yes, that's what I've been telling Marshy.
You hush up, Rip Bliss.
Yes, love.
But Dr. Adams, Ella Mary's been like this all her life. The least little thing, she gets upset. She cried all night long. I couldn't get myself a wink of sleep. Doctor, don't you know what's the matter with her?
Yeah, sure, I know.
You do? What? Well, what is it?
Hypochondriasis.
Oh, huh? Good gracious alive, what's that?
Doc, is it catching?
Well, in a way, no. You see, Ella Mary isn't really sick at all.
Well, the little...
Just a minute, Mrs. Bliss. That isn't the way to help her. She needs sympathy, but she needs the right kind. Not the sloppy, sentimental slush she thinks she wants, but... Well, I think I know what she needs, and I'm going to see that she gets it.
Well, I certainly hope you can.
Yes.
Lots of folks in the world think they enjoy poor health. When all the time they'd be a heap happier if they'd just dig themselves up out of the hole they're in and look at the world the way the Creator meant for them to see it. Well, I'll go in and see her. Maybe her case isn't exactly hopeless yet. Now, oh, there, Ella Mary. Don't you remember me?
Hello, Dr. Adams.
Say now, you're too pretty to make your eyes all red and pucker up your face with crying.
No way, I don't want to see anybody.
You had anything to eat today?
No, no worry.
Say, I'll bet I know something you'd like.
What?
Ice cream.
Don't want any ice cream.
Yeah, I think that's just the thing. Nice and cool and refreshing. Yeah. I'll drop by May's drugstore on my way to the office and have Johnny bring some up.
Johnny?
Yes, you know, Johnny Kemp. The young fellow that Pete May has working for him now. Awful nice young fellow.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Oh, well, I mean, yes, I suppose he is.
Yeah. Well, we run long now, Ella Mary. I think that ice cream will help a lot. Don't you?
Well, yes, Mike.
I'm sure it will. Well, see you tomorrow when I make my calls. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Dr. Adams.
Hello, Dr. Adams speaking. Hello, Lou. Now, honey, didn't you tell me this morning to stop in at Bliss's Grocery and bring home a dozen eggs and a pound of butter? You ought to know that I do it without you. Huh? What's that? Oh, yeah, as I see it. Oh, it's a dozen lemons and a pound of tea you want. Well, I did get them the right shape anyway, huh? All right, honey. Yeah, just all right. Goodbye. Yes, Lou. Yes, there's a patient just come in. I've got to go see who it is. All right, honey. I won't forget. Goodbye. Well, how do you... hello, Faith. Kind of a stranger up to my office. Nothing wrong, I hope.
Yes, there's lots wrong, and you made it.
Well, now... me? Well, Faith Windsor, what do you mean?
Dr. Adams, you're a blind old meddler, that's what.
No. Please.
You should have seen that Johnny and I were in love with each other.
Johnny?
Johnny Kemp, and now you've gone and spoiled it all.
What?
Everybody in Cedarton knew he took me home from the sociable last night, except you, and then this morning you sent him up to Bliss's with a pint of ice cream, and you knew that was too much for Ella Mary to eat all by herself, and she invited Johnny to have some with her, and he was up there for 2 whole hours, and now she's going to take her to the church next Sunday.
Oh, no.
Dr. Adams, you've ruined the only beautiful thing that's ever happened to me in all my life, and I'm never going to forgive you. Never, never, never.
Gosh, to Friday. Was there ever a man lived who could be right all the time? Well, Grant Adams, I guess you just haven't got the right kind of a bow and arrow to be a Cupid. Doctor, I'll be in to see you again right soon. Goodbye.
You are listening to the Boxcar 711 Old Time Radio Pod, where the oldies are still young.
Hello there. This is the family doctor.
of the doctor's gowns, Miss Webb. I'm sorry I didn't see them this morning.
Well, that's all right, Mrs. Adams. Just you put them right here in the tub.
All right. There. How are you getting along? Plenty of soap and all?
Oh, yes, thank you.
Oh, there's Dr. Adams. Wonder what he's doing home so early. Well, I'll leave you, Mrs. Webb. Just call out if there's anything else I can do for you.
All right. Thanks, Mrs. Adams.
Grant, what are you doing home this time of day?
Oh, nothing at all. Just thought I'd drop in. Been out to Miller's Lake to see Griff. Getting along fine.
I'm so glad. Grant.
Yes?
Mrs. Webb is here, and I've never seen her so happy.
That so? What about?
Well, her boy's come home.
Oh, Dunk's back in town again.
Now, Grant, you oughtn't to speak about it like that.
Like what, honey? I wasn't speaking any particular way. Only...
Only,
I just wonder if he's learned his lesson, that's all.
I'm sure he has, Grant. Mrs. Webb says they've treated them awful up at the reform school. And Duncan will just do anything to keep from going back there. He says it's much worse than it was last time. They have a new superintendent, and he's awful mean to the boys.
Yeah. Well, I'm afraid, Lou, that Cedarton's too small a town for Dunk Webb. He's getting to be a big boy now, and it may be that he'll have his mind set on bigger things than we can offer him here in Cedarton.
Well, I hope not. Oh, my, ever since Mr. Webb was killed, Mrs. Webb just pined her heart out for Duncan to come home. Do you know what she said this morning, Grant?
No, what?
That she has another head of the family in her house now that Duncan is back home.
Maybe I'd better go out and say how to do to her.
Oh, why don't you? It'll mean so much to her.
Yeah. All right, honey, I will. How do you do, Mrs. Webb?
Oh, howdy, Dr. Adams.
Well, you sure should be a happy woman today, eh?
Oh, Doctor, I'm so happy I could just cry and laugh all at the same time.
Well, I'm mighty glad he's back. Say, you might have him drop around to see me. I think maybe I might be able to steer him into a job somewhere.
Oh.
He'll be looking for work now, won't he?
Yes, he will. Oh, Dr. Adams, that's so kind of you. I'll tell him tonight at supper time. He'll be around to see you in the morning.
All right. That's fine. Say, no wonder I had to borrow a drugstore apron from Pete May this morning. Look at all my gowns out there on the line. Hey, Mrs. Adams must have picked them up at the office last night. Isn't that just like a woman, huh? Hello, Dr. Adams speaking. Oh, hello, Rip. No, Rip, he hasn't come in to see me yet. I know I spoke to you over a week ago, but can't you hold off getting a boy for a little while longer? I had it in mind going out to the Webb place this evening and having a talk with Dunk out there. Oh, all right, Rip. Yeah, thank you. All right. Yeah. Goodbye, Rip. Another patient, maybe. Well, Dunk Webb. Well, how are you?
Hello, Doc.
Well, I sure am glad to see you. How've you been, anyway?
Oh, pretty good, thanks. Glad to get out of that rotten reform school.
You don't think you'll ever be wanting to go back, do you?
Go back? You'll never get me back in that dump again.
That's the way to talk. Learned your lesson, haven't you, Dunk?
What lesson?
What? Well, I don't know, Dunk. Or just, well, oh, I don't know. Let's forget the past, huh?
Okay with me. Moss said you wanted to see me.
Oh, yes, yes. I did suggest about a week ago that you drop around.
Well, I've been busy.
Oh, got a job already, Dunk?
Job? Nah. Been seeing some of my pals over to Dunlap Junction.
Ah, yes. Dunlap Junction. Yes, I know.
Well, anyways, I don't know who'd want to hire me around Cedarton.
Dunk, I think I've got a job for you.
Yeah? What doing?
Well, I was talking to Rip Bliss yesterday.
Rip Bliss? You mean working in Bliss's grocery? Nah, thanks.
Why not? What's the matter with Bliss's?
Oh, there ain't nothing the matter with it, as far as I know, but I just got bigger things ahead for me than slaving around a grocery store.
Uh-huh. What have you got in mind, Dunk?
I ain't saying yet, but I got something in mind. I've been thinking it over.
I see. Well, all right, Dunk. I'll tell Rip Bliss tomorrow that he'd best find another boy, I guess.
Yeah, well, was that all, Doc?
Yes, Dunk. That's all.
Okay, well, thanks just the same, but I guess you folks in Cedarton don't realize it. I've been growing up in the last 2 years. I'm 17 now.
17? Yeah, I see. Well, all right, Dunk. Good night.
Good night.
Growing up. 17. Gosh, to Friday.
Now watch this, Griff. This is the way I play checkers. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I see. So, that's the way you play, is it?
Yes, it is.
Well, I'll show you. This is the way I play. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's the way, and the game's over.
Well, I'll be plowed for a furrow. I didn't see that. Well, Griff, I guess you licked me that time.
Yep, I told you I would.
Hey, Pete.
Hello, Doc.
Griff, well, what are you doing out so late? It's 9 o'clock.
Yep, I know, but I just had to lick Pete May just once, but I'll be getting on back to the lake now. Well, so long.
Old Griff sure is a card. I let him beat me in checkers just now, and he's a tickle he could dance a jig. Say, Doc, you look worried. What's up?
Say, Pete, did you see anybody drive my car away from in front here?
Huh? Your automobile? By gosh, it is gone, ain't it? It was right out there when Griff and I started playing.
Hmm.
You sure Mrs. Adams didn't come and get it?
Pete May, you know she doesn't drive.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, what do you know? Who could have done it, do you suppose?
Pete, I've got an idea.
You have? Who do you think...
Never mind that now. Pete, it's almost time for you to close up for the night, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, would you mind closing up now and driving me over Dunlap Junction way?
No, of course not. But what for?
Never mind. But come on, and hurry. Pete, can't you make this thing go any faster?
Only downhill, Doc. Only downhill. But I'd still like to know what we're driving over to Dunlap Junction for.
Yeah, never mind.
Say, what are you pressing down on the floorboard for, Doc?
Huh? Oh, well, we're coming to the Maple Grade.
Oh, but, Doc, I got good brakes. Look. See?
Yes, I see, all right. I can't help thinking about my own car, I guess. I just haven't any brakes at all.
You ought to get them fixed.
Yes, I know, but I've been so busy that I... Pete.
Yeah, what's trouble?
Look, up against that tree there.
What is it, Doc? Great Jumping Jupiter. Is that your automobile, Doc?
Yes, it was, Pete. It was. Well, come on. I hope we're not too late.
Say, for the love of Mike, Doc, there's somebody in that automobile of yours.
Yes, I know, Pete.
Is he dead? Who is it? For gosh sake, this is terrible. I wonder how it got here.
Hush up, Pete. I've got to listen here.
Is he dead, Doc?
No, Pete. I don't think he's hurt badly. Just knocked out for a while, I guess.
Well, who is it, I wonder?
Well, you don't need to wonder long. Wait till I turn him over. There.
Well, I'll be plowed for a furrow. Dunk Webb.
Yep, that's who it is.
Hey, what are you doing, Doc? Smearing grease all over your hands and face and shirt front. What?
Pete, listen to me. I telephoned you tonight. I was out here on my way to Dunlap Junction to see a patient. My brakes didn't hold on this grade. I bumped into this tree, walked over to the Mara place, and phoned you to come and get me. You understand that?
Yes, Doc, I understand, all right. These Dunks are coming, too.
Dunk. Dunk Webb.
Who's that? I'm Doc Adams, huh?
Yeah. It's me, all right, Dunk.
What are you going to do with me now, Doc? Turn me in, huh?
No, Dunk. I'm not. I ought to, but I won't. Why? Well, just because I think a lot of your mother, that's all. If it was just you...
I know, Doc. Don't rub it in.
Come on, Dunk. Let's see if you can stand up all right.
Yeah, I'm all right. Hello, Pete.
Hello, Dunk.
Gee, Doc. Now that I can see you, where you been? You're all covered with grease and dirt.
Dunk, you weren't out here tonight. You haven't been anywhere near the Maple Grade or Dunlap Junction or any place else except Cedarton. You understand? You understand, Dunk?
Yeah, I understand, Doc.
All right, then. This is a secret between just us three. And, Dunk, if you ever say anything about this...
I won't, Doc, honest. Gee, Doc, you're a swell guy.
Me? What are you talking about? Nonsense. Come on. Let's get on our way.
Say, Doc...
Yeah?
Well, you ain't said anything to Rip Bliss about that job yet, have you?
No, not yet.
Well, if it's all the same to you, Doc, I'll go around and see him tomorrow morning.
The family doctor. I'll be in to see you again right soon. Goodbye.